Dave McCurley this morning, and I have had the pleasure of being in studio with Miss Kelly Payton from King's Homes. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and we've got a lot of things going on. We're going to touch on a parade. It's kind of a parade that I've never done before. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I want to talk about King's Homes, and tell us where you are and tell us what it is and how people can get involved.
Sure. So I am the equine program co-manager of the therapeutic program King's Stables. We fall under the umbrella of King's Home, which is a foster care system for teenagers, so ages 12 and up. We have 8 functioning homes right now, and each home can house up to 8 kids. So and at any point in time, we could service between 60 and 80 youth at a time, both boys and girls. The Stables is located in Wilsonville on the boys' campus, and then we also have the girls' campus in our main office, which is in Chelsea.
So, I'm used to the kids being adopted through foster care because we adopted one several years ago. And I understand teenagers are not really wanted a lot of times by people who want to adopt. They'd rather adopt a baby.
They do present different challenges. Our kids in particular, you know, they have a million and two stories as to why they're in the foster care system. A lot of them have trauma. They have emotional management problems, behavior management. And they're teenagers. They're working through becoming an adult on top of everything else that they've had to go through. And we at the Stables are there to help them. We do what's called equine facilitated learning, where we use the horses as a very unique tool to help them gain skills such as emotional communication, behavior management, time management, learning to, you know, think about their behaviors, think about connections they're trying to make. And the horses just really are a unique way to help reinforce those lessons.
Your job has to be very rewarding.
It has its very rewarding moments. I love seeing the little aha moments our kids have when they grasp a new concept or when they make a new connection. And a lot of it, I'm very hands-off in a way. We let the horses do the talking. We let the horses be the teachers because the horses are the ones that are going to do things quietly. They're not going to force connections. They're not going to force relationships. It's just going to happen on a very deep level that we like to facilitate there.
Well, we're going to talk more about the horses and where you can see these horses. We're also going to talk about ways that the community can get involved because you got a lot of programs we want to talk about as well. And we'll do that more with Kelly Payton here from King's Homes here in just a few moments. Dave McCurley and I am visiting with Kelly Payton of King's Ranches. King's Homes is the big umbrella. Before we get into the horses, and I love horses, by the way, but I want to talk to you about, you guys have a lot of programs that you offer, not just for the children that are there, the teenagers in the homes, but talk about some of the other ways and avenues that you can help.
So on top of our King's Home youth that we service, we also have programs in the outside community such as Turning Point, which is men's addiction recovery. Their program is really unique. We kind of follow along with their recovery steps and utilize the horse to help enforce those steps they're taking and reinforce the lessons they're learning. And we also have connections with Well House, which is a women and children's program for victims of human trafficking.
Wow. I mean, that takes on a lot, doesn't it?
We definitely stay busy out there. And on top of them, we also service the public in general. We can do individual or private lessons or small group lessons with anybody who wants to learn to ride, anybody who wants to have experience with horses. We specialize in beginners. You don't have to have any kind of prior experience before coming out to see us. We have a herd of 13 horses, so we can definitely get everybody connected with an animal that matches them. We have anywhere from a little pony all the way up to a 2,000-pound draft horse named Major. So we've got a little bit of everything. We match our clients to their horse and the horse to the clients. And that particularly comes into play when we're working with our special clients. We offer services to those with mental and physical disabilities as well. Myself and my coworker are both certified through the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship, or PATH. And we work with kids who have Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, other physical limitations, mental limitations, and we help them ride horses, work with the horses to learn different skills like spelling and math skills. And so we definitely, like I said, said, we stay busy. We have a full workload. And with just me and one other staff there, we are always also looking for volunteers to help us with this workload.
Well, and I got to ask, you know, we talked about how rewarding it is. I can only imagine a child or a teenager with Down syndrome or, you know, special needs. Mm-hmm. The look on their face if they get to ride a horse.
There's nothing that really can describe it, honestly, because most of the time they come in with never even seeing an animal that big.
Right.
And so they are facing a whole new set of challenges of overcoming the fear of, oh my gosh, that's a big animal. Oh my gosh, I'm sitting on this big animal. But the horses that we have are very special. They are going to support our clients. They're not going to run away. They're not going to be afraid of a wheelchair. They're going to nuzzle and give kisses and love on the kids, giving them cookies and grooming. And our horses are very quiet natured. We look for very special horses for our program, and they are just going to be the best facilitators for our kids there.
Wow. We're going to talk more about these horses, and I don't know. They may get me on one. I don't know if I could do that or not, but we're going to try. I have rode a horse before, enjoyed it. I want to talk with Kelly more about these animals and how they take care of these animals and how the public may can help. I'm sure you all take donations all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, we are a 501(c) nonprofit, so we are always looking for donors. We're looking for sponsors, short-term and long-term. So we are always asking for support, looking for support. It's a wonderful program to have your name affiliated with. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of community outreach, and we just are always looking for additional support. Like I said, we got 13 horses. It's a lot to take care of, a lot of work, a lot of money, because we take very good care of our horses. Without our horses, we don't have a program.
Well, we're going to talk about those wonderful animals here in the next segment, and we're going to talk about where you can see them here in Sylacauga coming up in a few days. One more with Kelly, Kelly Payton from King's Ranch here in just a few moments. Kelly Payton from King's Ranch joining me this morning on this Thursday morning. And, of course, got a parade we're going to talk about here in just a little bit. But I got to know about these horses, these 13 horses. You said you have one that's over 2,000 pounds and major. The average public who's never been around horses, explain how hard it is to take care of these animals.
So horses are a lot of upkeep. In addition to them just being a big animal, they eat a lot. They make messes. They need constant attention, constant grooming. And, you know, there's always jobs to do around the barn to upkeep the facility for these animals. Each one of our lessons includes a grooming lesson. They include riding, horsemanship skills. And our horses are always desperately in need of attention, for sure. We've got, like I said, we've got 13. Our littlest one we've got is Sugar. She's a little mini horse, and she is, she probably weighs about 300 to 400 pounds. She's pretty small for a horse. She is an animal ambassador, actually. She's traveled to hospitals and elementary schools, teaching people about equine therapy and providing therapeutic services to those who may be stuck in the hospital long term or in a nursing home. She's really great about that. She loves the attention. She loves getting loved on. She travels well, which is great. That program kind of slowed down at COVID, but we've been trying to get it restarted and get some more outreach with that. And then we have horses every size in between, from Sugar all the way up to Major, who you mentioned. He is a Brambent, which is a large draft horse. He weighs every bit of 2,000 pounds, if not more. And the reason we have such a wide range of horses and size and breeds is because we service such a wide variety of clientele. Our main demographic of our teenagers, you know, they are average size teenagers. Some can be smaller, some can be larger. We are adult men of Turning Point. We need bigger horses for them. And we also have little kids who come who perhaps don't have the physical ability to sit on a large horse. You know, maybe they need a smaller horse, like a small quarter horse, like Annie. You know, we've got every size you can picture, all the colors, you know.
All right, so 13 horses. I don't want you to have to reel off all their names. What's some of the other horses' names?
Oh, I can name them all if you ask me to.
Go ahead.
We've got,
I love it,
Jolene. We have, Jolene's our second largest. She's also a large draft horse. We love her dearly. Jolene, Cookie, a horse named Callie, which is confusing because we also have an instructor named Callie, but that's okay. We have Petunia, Bella, Annie, Major, Huey, who's one of our newest horses.
I might have to get on Huey. I like that name.
Huey, he's a good size for you, too. He's actually a very large paint horse. He's one of our newest horses. He's also
a paint horse?
A paint horse, yes, sir.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, he's super cute. He's also our youngest. He's only 9 years old. So he's he has a very baby-like attitude.
Now I was going to ask you, too, do you all have a buggy or a wagon that any of them pull?
We do. Petunia, who is a small halflinger, she's actually going to be in our upcoming parade pulling our wagon at the very end of the parade as our poo. Crew, so we're gonna have a cleanup crew at the end of the parade, and you will see Petunia there all decked out. We're gonna have a crew there helping volunteer as well, but yes, you will get to see Petunia pulling that wagon. She is excellent for that service, especially for our kids who are looking for alternatives to riding or looking for just a fun skill to learn. We have a little two-seater Surrey, but also we have a six-seater wagon that you'll see in the parade.
Wow. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to talk about that parade right here in just a few moments. Coming up next Saturday, you can see right here in Sylacauga with Kelly Payton and Kings Ranch when we come back here in just a few moments. Kelly Payton from Kings Ranch in studio with me. And, of course, we've got a parade coming up next week. Now, I've never had the opportunity to watch or call a parade like this before. It is a horse and doggy parade, right?
Yes, we're calling it the Horses and Hounds Halloween Parade. It is our first time doing this parade, so hopefully it catches everybody's attention and can take off and become an annual event for us.
Now, with it being Halloween parade, are they going to be dressed up?
Yes, everybody's going to be in costume. So pet parades, especially dog parades, have been a booming industry across the country, and especially in the bigger cities. People want to show off their pets. They want to get them dressed up. They want to put them in costume. And we are presenting that here in our local community. So dogs dressed up, horses all decorated. I know personally, I love decorating my own horse and riding in the parades. I participate in the Sylacauga Christmas Parade every year. You want to show off your animal, you want to get out and have fun, celebrate the holiday, and so we are creating this event so we can create a safe and comfortable environment for horses and dog owners to get their animals out and walk them down the street, you know, celebrate the holiday and things like that. And all of the proceeds are going to our wonderful program at King's Stables.
Now, I got to ask you, at King's Ranch, I know you're heavily involved in taking care of the horses, but transporting these animals can be a challenge as well. Who helps you with that?
Typically, it's just me and the other staff member, Ms. Callie Hendon.
Wow.
We transport ourselves with, our personal vehicles. That is one thing that we are long-term fundraising for, is a new truck and trailer for our program. Because we do travel so much, and we are usually using our own personal vehicles to do so, which we are happy to do, but a long-term fundraising goal of ours is a new truck and trailer for our program.
Now, your hounds and horses Halloween parade going to be next Saturday. I got to ask you, do you have a personal hound yourself?
I have two personal hounds, actually. You'll probably see them in the parade. My husband will be driving my truck. We're having that as a divider between the horses and the dogs. Mm-hmm. And it'll also be where we are broadcasting our sponsor and donor banners as a thank you to those who have donated and sponsored this parade. We're also still looking for more of those, by the way, if anybody's interested.
Okay, so if somebody is interested in being a donor, and I'm gonna get to the parade, but if somebody's interested in donating, want to help with the parades, want to help with anything, whether it be with the teenage children at the homes, whether it be with the horses, traveling, whatever the case may be, how can they get in touch with you, or how can they contribute?
So we have a website. We are affiliated, like I said, with King's Home. So it's www.kingshome.com. And we have our own little link there for the stables, King's Stables. And under that link, there's a place where you can click to sign up to be a volunteer. You can apply to be a donor, and everything you can find for about our program and the King's Home program is on that website.
All right. So folks, if you've got a horse out there and you want to help, if you want to, you know, donate, I know you guys are very particular in the horses that you acquire, but
yes.
How does that process work?
That's a pretty involved process. We actually do a phone interview with the horse owner, figure out the horse's training history, their age, their background. If it all sounds promising, we go and visit them on their home site and do kind of an interview with them. Mm-hmm. We ride them, we work with them a bit, see how their personality is. And if that seems promising, they get then get brought to the stables for a 90-day trial period. And within that 90 days, we figure out, we incorporate them into the herd, into the program. We ride them, let our kids work with them, and see if they are going to be an appropriate fit. Callie and I are very picky for our horses. Yeah. Of every 10 we evaluate, we might keep one. Our horses have to be very special to be part of our unique program.
All right, let's talk about what's coming up next Saturday. Now, in Sylacauga, 10 o'clock in the morning, yes, weather permitting, I'm sure, and hopefully you're picking October, which is a good time of yes. year. The weather's usually pretty good.
I've been watching the 7-day forecast like a hawk. It is looking to be a beautiful day so far, nice and cool in the morning. It is a morning parade. We did that to avoid the afternoon trains that come through Sylacauga. The parade starts at 10 a.m. Registration can open as early as 8:30. We're meeting behind the high school at the rear parking lot.
Okay.
If we have an influx of participants, we will be moving the horses to the Food World parking lot, and lineup will begin there. But that'll kind of be as needed.
Okay. Well, 10 o'clock. So if someone wants to be involved, again, how do they get in touch with Miss Kelly?
Yep. So that is the website. Again, it's www.kingshome.com/horsesandhounds. That is our direct event website where you can apply to participate. You can register to participate. You can make your payment there, or you can make your payment the day of. And we can also accept through Venmo. There is also links to be a donor or a sponsor. Everything you ever need to know about the parade is on that website.
And Michael Giddens and I will be out there filming this parade.
I'll be sure to wave at you.
Absolutely. We'll be out here on the corner somewhere. So look forward to it. And thank you for coming in.
I appreciate it so much.
Miss Kelly Payton with Kings Ranch, and really a very fine organization that does a lot for teenage kids, but also with these horses. And it's just a wonderful thing that our public around here needs to get involved with. I appreciate her coming in this morning.